There are more ways than ever to consume music. Of course, there's file sharing, downloading from iTunes, and now music streaming services such as Pandora and Spotify. But there's one day a year music geeks unite to independent record stores for a day to celebrate. That's Record Store Day, which was founded in 2007, and this year's special day is tomorrow. Sound Warehouse on Black Avenue, just off the downtown square in Fayetteville, is a participating merchant. I stopped by to talk to Michael White, general manager, about Record Store Day and how he decides what to stock in what is a decidedly small space compared to those big box stores or the massive warehouses where online vendors store inventory. When I visit on a Sunday afternoon, the indie band Mountain Goats are blaring. We go to the back office to chat, and immediately Michael gets all excited about Record Store Day, in which hundreds of special releases come out that have unlikely pairings from the likes of indie pop goddess Feist covering heavy metal band Mastodon on one side and Mastodon covering Feist on the other.
Okay, because Record Store Day, it's super awesome. This Saturday, you should all come. It works differently, though. It's like a lottery. There's all these things that are released. I've been involved with it for like almost 4 years now. And what we've learned is that they don't really release anything that's not cool. So it's like you can just order anything that's being released, and you can almost guarantee that somebody around here is going to want it. So with Record Store Day, it's like we just order what they put out, and we try to just get, if we know what it is and it sounds really cool, order a lot of it. If we've never heard of it, might order just a few. But Record Store Day, yeah, it's just we take what they give us, and we hope to get everything. Week to week, though, just picking stuff out, there's a... You know, it's not much of a science to it. It's kind of an art thing. There's always generally a few releases that you just know are going to be big. If, you know, Bruce Springsteen had one come out recently or something like that, you can just kind of guarantee you're going to sell a few of those. Beyond that, you know, the customer really drives it. People mention stuff to us all the time, ask us about stuff. People playing here, George's or local venues. We always kind of check those guys out. The employees, they're probably right up there with the customers as far as picking stuff. We kind of give them a few or let them pick a few things each week, and they usually go for the most out there, you know, obscure stuff, but it's a way to get stuff in that, you know, no one's heard of, no one's talking about it, and they're not getting a lot of press, and when somebody asks about it, then one of the employees knows all about it because they picked it out themselves. That's a good way to kind of educate people on new stuff or get some, you know, there's a lot of customers that they don't even care what it is, they just want something new, you know, and kind of spread stuff that way. Yeah, like regionally, that's a big part of it too. I'm sure it's like every record store, there's a certain stuff that sells better here than other places. Americana, folk, country, we sell stuff here that, you know, people I'm sure in West Coast might not have ever heard of or whatever. But yeah, those always do really well, so we kind of focus on those genres and really dig deep to find new, cool stuff in those areas. Internet, magazines, I mean, Amazon.com is a great help. You know, if you like this, you'll like that. Satellite radio stations, you can plug in one artist and they'll play a whole bunch of stuff for you. You can just get a notebook out and start taking down notes.
As we talk, it becomes apparent that a direct link with the customer is vitally important to White and how he makes his buying decisions.
That direct link with a customer is something that's like what makes a record store so unique as compared to, you know, Best Buy or Walmart or whatever, is that you know, we're not carrying 50 billion CDs in here, and they're not, you know, $5 a piece. Developing that relationship with the customer, and I say the customer's, you know, not anyone specific, but just, you know, really keeping our ears out and really digging hard to find out what it is they're talking about, what they want, what's going on right now, who's playing here, who's coming through here, who might they like based on what we've sold before. We're only going to carry a few things, new things each week, and so we want to make sure that we get the, you know, absolute coolest, best things that we can get in. And, you know, just try not to make any mistakes, I guess. I order stuff every week that I, you know, from a business point of view, is a terrible idea. And no one's ever heard of it, you know, and there's, you know, so little chance of it selling anytime soon. But that's just one of those things that we kind of do as a store, is that I try to find something that no one's ever heard of and that hopefully someday somebody will come in. It happens all the time. It had happened a couple of days ago where they came in an order. They wanted a special order. The Tune Yards. You came in immediately and asked a special order because he totally assumed there's no way a store would have it in stock, and we happen to have it. And it just blew his mind. He couldn't believe it. I haven't bought a CD in a store in a year. And now he comes back. He's going to come back and check on us more often now. So it's like when I got that CD, I was like, man, I wonder if anyone's ever going to go for this.
Record Store Day is tomorrow, and there's actually a website you can go to for participating vendors as well as all the hundreds of releases coming out to celebrate the special day. That's at recordstoreday.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.